Hello, everybody, and I am Louise Eddington, the Cosmic Owl of Cosmic Owl Astrology, and this is a forecast video. I apologize that I did not get the week ahead video done for this week because we were moving my eldest daughter up to Seattle to live with our youngest daughter. Long story. I took my laptop, fully intending to get some work done, and then things went a bit chaotic and crazy, and I did not get a chance to get any work done. So I'm going to actually do a forecast video starting today, Friday the 15th, that'll take you right through next week. So it's a 10-day one, and then I'll kind of be caught up. But I'm hearing that a lot of people's lives have been utter chaos. So I'm not the only one. So if yours has been chaos too, then it's the energies. We are in eclipse season. We are in, we're heading towards the first eclipse on the 25th, the lunar eclipse. There's a video about that on my podcast. We're also, heading towards a Mercury retrograde. So the retrogrades are starting up again after quite a long time of most planets going direct. I use extras, so there have been some retrogrades. So it is a chaotic time. And so if your life feels like it's crazy, then it's the energies. So that's all I'm going to say. Excuse me, I just got something there. Okay, so I'm going to share the chart and we're going to start today. And let me get my PDF as well of all the aspects. So I've already done my Substack post. The link is to my Substack for my daily free posts is below. But so we're not going to go into full detail. As usual, with the week ahead forecasts, I'm not going to really focus on the moon. That's what my daily writing is for. But here we are on March the 15th. It's actually 11. That's not quite right. Let's have a look. There we go. Now it's 12:05 p.m. Eastern Time. Always, these are on Eastern Time. So you need to adjust for your time zones if you want the exact aspect times. But as I always say, because I'm talking about the bigger aspects, they don't just happen on a moment generally. So, but if you are a day ahead, Australia, you'll kind of have to think in terms that this is probably heading into Saturday for you. Timeanddate.com or World Time Buddy, great sites for converting to your time zones. But here we are, we're heading into eclipse season, March the 15th, Happy Venus Day. It's Friday. You can see Mercury is whizzing through Aries, but is going to start slowing down because he's heading towards a retrograde, not turning retrograde till April the 1st. So we've got a little while yet, not actually hitting the degree of the so-called shadow, which means that Mercury will cross the degree that he'll station direct at later. Or they, he's a very non-binary kind of character. That is actually at 15 degrees Aries, which is where the nodes are now, or 15 Aries Libra. And I use the true calculation of the nodes. I've always found it to work best for me. I've no attachment to others who feel differently. But I'm one of those rare people whose nodes change signs with the true and mean calculations. So what that means is that the nodes are now at 15 Aries Libra, and they are going to stay at that degree for quite a long time through the eclipses. This is what always happens in the eclipse portal because the eclipses are new and full moons close to the eclipses. There's a lot more to it technically, but that's the basics. So that's kind of setting the scene. We do also have Venus in Pisces now. Venus loves being in Pisces. So, it's a lot more kind of creative and lovey and just feel sitting high on the throne of relationships. But we've got a lot of other chaos going on. So you might not be feeling that sometimes. I don't really always use these old terms for the planets because we need to look at the whole chart. So I think I've set the scene. We've got the moon in Gemini. The moon in Gemini is making a lot of aspects that are making today very scattered, very chaotic. This the energy as we head into this eclipse season is very chaotic. Okay, and especially when the moon moves through the mutable signs before we get to the full moon. But let's look at the bigger aspects for today. There's not many, okay, but we have, let me have a look. I've just got to dive down here a little bit. The biggest aspects are quite supportive aspects. We do have the Mars is still in Aquarius, sextile to the truth teller and table shaker Eris, or SHIT, stirrer, as I call her. That's air and fire. That's stirring the pot a little bit as well, because Mars actually rules the sign of Aries, and Mars and Eris, brother and sister in the myth, they, are a little bit kind of contentious and are prepared to like call things out and shake things up. So that's an aspect that's happening today. The exact time for Eastern time is 5:55 p.m. Other things that are happening today at 9:36 p.m., the sun is, or Hygieia rather, is going to catch up to the sun asteroid, preventative health, very close to Neptune. This is very Piscean energy. This is looking after your spiritual and connected, kind of creative, unconscious self, or your connection with whatever the divine is for you, because Hygieia really is about preventative health. So it brings me to my favorite topic, which is self-care. And of course, when I talk about self-care, I am not talking about going and getting manicures. It could be part of your self-care, but I am talking about the self-care of your whole being, mind, body, and spirit. So that's a conjunction that's happening later today, as I say, and so make sure you're doing your self-care. Self-care Friday, call it that. Into Saturday, the 16th. Again, we don't have many major aspects, but I do want to point out that the moon is still in Gemini. The moon is in the sign of Gemini for all of the 16th, all of Saturday. So again, it's that curious, erratic, perspective shifting kind of energy. The moon is really making a lot of aspects, but they'll be detailed in my blog. The biggest aspect on Saturday is that Ceres is square to Mercury, or Mercury is the faster moving energy, is going to come up and square Ceres at 12 degrees and 5 minutes of Aries and Capricorn. And Aries and Capricorn are the two horned signs, all right? And sometimes heads can lock, but this is all about ideas and communication and perspective. Interestingly, I just joined a paid Substack for Sharon Blackie, if you've heard of her. She wrote If Women Rose Rooted and some other books. She's an English person who I was aware of, but she, in her paid Substack, is doing a research project with paid subscribers about a deepening of the heroine's journey, which I work with in my Venus retrograde class, and it's really helping. So this is learning about things about where you're needs have not been met. Maybe about your mother wound with Ceres, about where you were not supported. Then maybe something's come up around that for you with this Mercury square to Capricorn. All right. There may be some thinking about it, writing about it, talking about it, whatever, however you process your thoughts. But it's very clear. Mercury in Aquarius, I'm sorry, in Aries is very direct. And there may be a tendency to say something that you may be better off just holding back from saying and perhaps expressing it in writing, journaling, or therapy, or something like that, or to a good friend. Okay, so that's the only aspect, main aspect on Saturday. So into Sunday, the moon moves into Cancer, her own sign, and things get a lot more emotional, less mental, more emotional, always with the moon in Cancer. And the moon in Cancer, is about family, protection, safety, security. So that is a really big self-care day, looking after your emotional needs, doing what you need to fill your own needs. Because the more I work with astrology and people and clients and in my membership, my nests and things, the more important I realize self-care is and looking after your own emotional needs. That doesn't mean, you should be married to somebody who doesn't care for your emotional needs, but it's different expecting somebody else to fill all your emotional needs, whether it's a parent, a spouse, friends, whatever. So self-care, self-care. So on Sunday the 17th, the sun actually, let me look. Yeah, Mercury. No, that's past. So I'm not going to talk about that one. But anyway, the sun on Sunday at 5:43 a.m. actually conjuncts Neptune exactly. So we started with that net sun Hygieia conjunction, looking after your preventative, creative, interconnectedness, subconscious connection with the divine, looking at preventative spiritual health, really, I'm going to call it. And you can see that this carries on all weekend at least, because then Hygieia is going to come up to Neptune. This is powerful kind of energy. It's also square to the galactic center over here. So this is the kind of energy where you may get downloads about what really supports your creativity. You may get some creative downloads. You may get things you want to write. This is could be the energy of taking up writing poetry because it fills your soul, or just doing some other kind of writing, or some beautiful painting, the kind of channeled kind of painting more, not rather than exact kind of still life fine art. This is beautiful kind of energy, to be quite honest, but you have to tune into it because it can also be very confusing. With this square to the galactic center, you're likely to get new insights, download information coming in, and it's up to you how you respond to that. So that's a powerful conjunction on Sunday. Sunday is a very watery day. So I'm actually going to read a little poem to you that I'm going to share in a post I'm writing. And it's a post that was shared with me by my friend Sarah, who is my kind of accountability partner. And I've just come back from Seattle, and it rained a lot when we were there. Doesn't always, because we've been when it doesn't. But anyway, this poem feels really good for, especially for the watery energy once the moon moves into Cancer Sunday morning. The rain is why I live in Seattle. After 2 cups of coffee, a cup of tea, this is when we pause and lift our arid souls towards the ceiling and breathe, because the grey sky has yet again decided to baptize, chastise, and remind us that water is a deity. Anyway, I'm just going to leave you with that for now. I'm not going to go into what it means. I'll let you soak up those words. Oh, and his name is Sherman Alexie, the poet that wrote that. So thank you, Sarah, for sharing that with me. It feels very appropriate for the energy of Sunday, which is so watery and emotional and literally kind of rainy in your soul, even if it's not raining on the outside, kind of washing away a lot of aridity in your soul. All right. So other things that are happening on the 17th, happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way, to those that celebrate, are, well, Mars, actually, interestingly enough, later in the day, Mars is in Aquarius still. There's a lot happening on that day around 25, 26, 27 degrees of the signs, but Mars will come up earlier in, will come up and oppose way shower, lady of the lamp or the torch at the crossroads, Hecate, kind of igniting something about what's the way of your heart, what's your heart's desire, which way do you want to go as we move into this eclipse season. And Mars will also make an air trine aspect to Vesta. The asteroid Vesta looks like a flame, inner flame of like, I'm going to decide which is my path forward with whatever's going on for you in your life. All right, so into next week now. So Monday, the 18th. Again, just looking at an overview, you can see the moon is solidly in Cancer. You can see the moon comes up and squares the nodes. So we're kind of like half way to the eclipse. We did have the first quarter moon, which I will look at in greater detail in my Substack. So that was actually while the moon was still in Gemini. That's a turning point towards that first lunar eclipse, the Libra one on the 25th. Are you taking action? And are you taking a action to look after yourself first and feed your needs and protect yourself and build your own sense of emotional sense of security? Self-care, self-care, self-care. I know I talk about it all the time, but anyway, it's important. I've realized how important it is. There's some advantages of being 64 and going through a lot and learning a lot and wisdom weaving a new story of me. Anyway, on March the 18th, very early as well, Venus over here in Pisces, been quite quiet, will square off to Pallas Athena. I always kind of think of Pallas Athena, if you look at the symbol, as Venus squared, because we have the cross of matter on both, and this is the circle of spirit, and this is a diamond or a square on the side, which is kind of more the squared of knowledge, that insight, that creative intelligence. So this is about mixing heart and mind in creating your vision of the future. What do you really desire as we move into this eclipse season, which is always a bit of a reset in some way or another that emerges later? And then, okay, so that's all I'm going to talk about for the 18th, I think. I am going to say that Mercury on the 18th does conjunct the North Node and starts to pass over degrees that he will retrograde back over. So when Mercury stations retrograde on April the 1st, he will travel back through the degrees to 15 degrees of Aries. I'm probably going to do a whole video on the Mercury retrograde coming up, but I just want to note that on March the 18th, Mercury is not only conjunct the Aries North Node, which is kind of saying, here I am, start taking a stand for me, standing up for myself, standing up strongly for who I am and what my desires are. Mercury crossing that North Node is going to kind of work on that. Work about communicating who you are to yourself, probably first through the Mercury retrograde, and then we'll come back and go forward. But I just wanted to point out that I don't believe in the shadow, so don't get into the whole like, oh, everything's going to start going to chaos. I mean, we're in eclipse season anyway as well, so but you get the idea. So Mercury does cross that north node on the 18th, and that's in the evening. Then on to the 19th, I'll be doing a whole video on the Aries ingress chart, but I do want to say that on the 19th, the sun leaves Pisces and enters Aries. We really enter eclipse season because the eclipses are in Libra and Aries, but also it's goodbye Pisces birthdays, hello Aries birthdays. And I always think of the Aries ingress as the astrological new year. I don't do New Year's resolutions on the arbitrary day of January the 1st. It's Aries, the first sign, this sign of action, pioneering, doing things. Aries season starts, and I will do a whole video on the Aries ingress chart. So look for that as well. I'm on video catch up day to day as I do this. So on to the 20th, after we start saying happy birthday to Aries, and I start posting the Aries memes on my Facebook page, Cosmic Owl Astrology page, on the 20th, as the sun settles into Aries, Mercury comes up and conjuncts Chiron. And so that's kind of thinking about how are we healing the wounds that have opened up, the identity wounds that have opened up through this Aries North Node and Libra South Node journey. We've been on that journey since last July when the nodes changed into Aries and Libra, and we'll be in that journey till early next year. And this is about really getting in touch with who you are and taking a stand for yourself and not just papering over the cracks, playing nice, hiding behind niceties and niceness anymore. But it's not about attacking people, it's about healing those identity wounds and not saying, this is who I am, this is what I want, kind of thing. Very powerfully and strongly, and moving forward. Then, as well, just after Mercury conjuncts Chiron, there's a lot, there may be a bit of anxiety that day. By the way, the moon's moved into Leo by that point as well. So, out of Cancer, more we've got fire now. We've got Aries, which is fire, Aries sun. We've got all these aspects in Aries. Now we've got the Leo moon as well. We're drying out a bit, thankfully. Less emotion, more like I feel this eclipse building. We're just on the way to this lunar first eclipse. And it really is time to take action. And the fire gives us that boost of power to actually start creating what we want. But also on Wednesday, the 20th, Venus again, likes being in Pisces, opposes Juno. And that's another divine feminine aspect, for want of a better term. This is kind of like the crown. The crown of, the divine feminine on the cross of matter. This is bringing something back that you've been working on, and something we did in my Venus retrograde class last summer about putting on your crown. Who are you really? What are you creating? What is your inner child want to do? And what is your most right work and useful work in the world? What is that for you? Venus is going to take a good hard look at that as she opposes Juno. It's also coming up to a conjunction with Saturn. So there may be some like releasing of blocks and more self-limiting beliefs in this progressive pattern that we are in. So later on March the 20th, Hygieia exactly conjuncts Neptune, still square to the galactic center. We're still getting this preventative health, spiritual downloads, new information coming through about what you trust and have faith in. What do you believe? Okay, and you know it's you know you could believe in, I don't know, that painting or poetry will kind of save your soul, and so that's the kind of thing. Start writing poems. Anyway. And on later as well, on March the 20th, Vesta comes back up to 27 degrees, opposes the galactic center, and squares Neptune. So we've got a mutable T square that's asking you to bring this new information down into your inner flame, which is Vesta, into the heart of your being. And change your perspective or change how you speak about yourself in the world. That's another one that could be happening. Okay, March the 21st, my wedding anniversary. Oh my goodness, I better go and get a card. That time's gone by fast. Anyway, Venus is going to come up to Saturn, and that can be a reality check. Okay, Venus conjunct Saturn can be a bit of a reality check in relationships. Now, it's not always a bad one though. Sometimes it can be a little bit of a wake-up call and kind of letting go of some more limiting beliefs in your significant relationships. But remember, Venus is also about relationship to the earth and the material world and your senses. And it's in Pisces. So it's more about that kind of higher love kind of energy, agape kind of thing. And this still opposing Juno and Virgo. What's your right work? What's your practical work once you've connected to this kind of energetic, higher kind of unconscious, creative kind of energy? And how can you express that to your partner? I'm already getting the ideas about what to do on my wedding anniversary. Okay, so, oh, I just had a weird feeling there about that, but okay. Yeah, I'll go and do that later. On March the 22nd, oh, do we have much on March 21st? March the 21st. Oh, I haven't moved the thing. I talked about the aspects, but on March 21st, you can see that the moon is finishing up in Leo. So on to the 22nd, trying to get through now, so this is not too long. But March the 22nd, getting close to the full moon, we do not have many major aspects, but we do have a sign change. So we start early on March the 22nd with Mars finishing his journey, the warrior, the action taker, our drive, our will, finishing his journey in Aquarius at that anaretic critical degree. Things might feel a little bit anxious here. Mars' last aspect in the sign of Aquarius is a square to Sedna, which I find is really related a lot to big cycles of change. And as we enter the eclipse season, you know that you could be looking at where you're shifting in the big cycles of change that we're in, and what action you need to take as we move into Aries, Libra, eclipse season, and with Mars being the ruler of Aries during that eclipse season. So that's quite a powerful square. Before I talk about the last thing that happens late on next Friday, March the 22nd, Ceres over here does come up and trines Jupiter. Okay, so this was actually a little bit before. This is kind of a little bit weirdly off, but this is about expanding that self-care and really getting in touch with your body and your humanness. Okay, Earth signs, we are being drawn down to our humanness, our animal body, our somatic body, our connection with the earth. If you want a great read about that, that book that I mentioned, If Women Rise Rooted, is amazing. It could be for men too, who feel that connection, that pull to be drawn down, to stop like exploring space and just to reconnect with our home and our bodies and what's our divine feminine, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, late next Friday, March the 22nd, Mars will leave the sign of Aquarius and enter Pisces. And that's a little bit more uncomfortable. Mars does not really love being in the sign of Pisces very much because Mars likes action, likes, drive, likes to do. Mars is the warrior or the guardian. And now in Pisces, he's kind of swimming around in the water, kind of a little bit. So it's not Mars' most comfortable place. So I'm just, excuse me. So Mars will be in the sign of Pisces till April the 30th, from March the 22nd. So your drive and your will may be a little bit like diminished. You may feel a little tireder than usual for that period while Mars is in the sign of Pisces, not to mention the fact that the general chaotic energy of the eclipses can be a little bit draining and tiring as well. So, you may need to honor your body's request for, a little bit more downtime, a little bit more rest, for maybe if you walk every day like I do, for being a bit slower paced. It's just, a blip, and we'll look at in detail at Mars' journey through Pisces later, but it begins next Friday. Okay, so Saturday the 23rd, Venus will sextile Jupiter. So Venus over here in the sign of Pisces, still exalted, left Saturn behind, so maybe release some blocks, limiting beliefs, or if you came up against any roadblocks or reality checks, now is the time to work on what came up for you with that. The sextile to Jupiter is a nice one. Jupiter's in Venus sign. Venus is in Jupiter's sign if you use the traditional rulership. So we've got this mutual reception going just before the full moon. This is kind of saying expand that creativity, expand that self sense of well-being of body and spirit. All right. So that's the 23rd, Venus. Oh, and then late on the 23rd is Pluto squaring Haumea. Okay, and that is the fifth of 13 squares. Started in 2022, will end in the spring of 2028. Birth and rebirth, transformation and change, and messy, fecund rebirth. This is what I call the aspect of the decade, potentially as a bigger collective thing that's on the eclipse. Basically, it's happening. It actually is exact 11:36 p.m. on the 23rd as we head into the eclipse and at the first lunar eclipse. So we're in this full moon, lunar heightened energy anyway of an eclipse, and this Pluto Haumea square. Haumea was the goddess of creation in Hawaii. She was, birthed Pele and all the Hawaiian deities. She also had this regenerative quality. Her actual physical planetary, the dwarf planet looks like an egg with a red spot on it, that fertile connection to the umbilical cord of the mind of God, or whatever you want to call it. I really think this eclipse season, with that square and all the other things happening, is going to be kind of epic, to be kind of honest. But it will start to emerge from this period. You may get some insights on the day, pay attention to what's happening, but really, it's all kind of happening in one session, if you like. So on March the 24th, the Sunday, the last day we're full day we're going to look at, there are really no major aspects. You can see that the lunar aspects, but the moon will finish its journey in Virgo and enter Libra. And then on the 25th, we have the first eclipse. All right. So the first eclipse is at 1:45 a.m. Eastern. So it's overnight, really, into the 25th. And I did a whole podcast video about the lunar eclipse. And I'm going to leave you at that. Next week's, we'll start to move right into the Betwixt Eclipses portal. And that's going to be quite a big one. But I'm also going to be doing the solar eclipse forecast video podcast coming up as well, right after that lunar eclipse. This is a big season we're entering. And this week we're really kind of in this chaotic, kind of frenzied part where there's a lot going on and self-care. So while you're here, please support my channel. Please give me a thumbs up, subscribe, check the little bell to be notified. And I was going to pull your card for the week. And I'm actually going to pull three as I do. I forgot to do those. So cards are at the end. I'm a little bit discombobulated from this chaotic energy and all the stuff that's been happening in my life. But it's all okay. I feel it kind of feels exciting in a way, because there was kind of some collapse and disasters, and then there was some amazing things emerging too. So anyway, let's do quick card pull. Okay. So I'm using the Tridivia tarot deck. Some of you have bought it and seem to be loving it. There's a discount code in the description if you use my link. I'm an affiliate too, by the way. I get a small affiliate payment, but you get a discount too off the deck if you like the look of it and choose to order it. Seven of Cups, though, kind of starts the week. So let's have a look at what the book says for the Seven of Cups. And here's the card. So, starting this 10-day week, really, Seven of Cups. You can see the figure, and there's those seven cups kind of filling up like a bit like a waterfall from that top, bringing it down. This kind of indicates all that emotion that I talked about as we move into the week, especially when the moon moves into Cancer. But the Seven of Cups says there are lots of options in front of you, and it might not be easy for you to choose between them. Take time to reflect and do one thing at a time. Follow your intuition, express your inner creativity, and trust. I talked about trust, if you remember, that it will lead you to the right path. The best decision is always the one you feel most aligned with. So the affirmation is, I am expressing myself creatively and enjoying all the pleasures life has to offer me. That's kind of funny because of a card I pulled for my Nest membership yesterday, the Empress of Pleasure. And that's reminded me to post a picture of the card for them. So Six of Swords, kind of for the middle of this forecast. Okay, we move into the Six of Swords. The Swords is very mental energy. And if you remember, Mercury was coming up to conjunct the North Node. But this is a reverse. Six of Swords reversed. And I always like swords reversed. They're always a little better. The upright ones can be a bit like, oh, But this the six has a is less unkind either way. But reversed says you resist change and stepping out of your comfort zone. Clinging on to what's familiar won't get you new perspectives. So embracing new patterns is beneficial to you in the long term. Change might feel uncomfortable right now, but believe that it will be worth it. Trust the process of adjusting to your new circumstances, and soon enough, you will see why the change was imminent. And the affirmation is, I release my resistance to change. And the end of the week, as we go into that eclipse, we unsurprisingly get the wands, which is fire, because we've got so much Aries, even if it's a Libra moon eclipse. But we get the five of wands reversed. So here's the five of wands reversed. I'll hold it up, actually. This is another good reversed one, though. This says some conflict has been resolved and you feel relieved. However, you might feel an inner conflict and feel scattered with different options. You have strong opinions about some topics, but you feel like your heart is leading you toward the opposite, so you feel confused. Avoiding contradictions with others leaves you feeling unheard, and you have some unexpressed emotions building up. But the affirmation is, I live in harmony with myself and others. That's very Libra. So, I'll let you take from it whatever that means for you. And I will see you on the Aries Ingress video, which I'm going to record later. So, I love you all. Bye.